Cells in Motion Podcast.
Hello, I'm Frank Schlegel. Multiple sclerosis. We aren't able to heal this disease yet, but we can prevent it from seriously harming people. More and more medicines for this disease are now on the market. The drawback is that all these choices make treatment decisions harder for physicians. They have to choose wisely about which drug to prescribe to an MS patient, because in rare cases, side effects may be severe enough to cause death, which is, of course, not the physician's intention. So doctors would like to know if a drug is likely to help or harm an individual patient before prescribing it. As it turns out, biomarkers can provide this essential information. Through collaboration between hospital and lab, neurologists Professor Heinz Wiendl and Dr. Nicolas Schwab, such a biomarker has been found, the protein L-selectine. But before physicians can rely on this biomarker in practice, years of research must be done. Heinz Wiendl is director of the Department of General Neurology at the University Hospital Münster, which has a focus on multiple sclerosis and autoimmune disease. In MS, the immune system attacks endogenous nerve fibers and destroys their protective layer, which may cause something called MS relapses, often resulting in impaired vision or palsy. Nowadays, though, as emphasized by Heinz Wiendl, these MS relapses can be suppressed by medicine. Some medicines modulate the immune system.
The other approach is to prevent that immune cells that are potentially destructive can enter the central nervous system. So you sequester the immune system from the central nervous system. And this is the principle that underlies the therapy with natalizumab, where you kind of eliminate the key for immune cells to enter the central nervous system. So you block a specific protein, and therefore immune cells cannot enter anymore the central nervous system.
The drug natalizumab has been on the market since 2004. Impressively, in over 90% of cases, it prevents MS patients from suffering another MS episode. But in rare cases, side effects may be severe.
The downside is that control of one certain infection is not anymore guaranteed in all patients. So one specific virus, JC virus, that can cause a severe brain infection cannot be controlled anymore. So what we would like to get is a very individual approach for MS therapy. That means what therapy for which patient at which time point and at which risk. And what you would like to have in the end is the optimal therapy that can guarantee best possible disease control at a price you can name.
Finding out how each patient might react to natalizumab could be done with the help of a biomarker. But that means a lot of laboratory work. The search for a new biomarker is anything but easy, says Dr. Nicolas Schwab, a group leader in the Department of General Neurology.
Biomarker research is quite tricky because you don't know in the beginning what you're looking for. So a biomarker can be anything starting from the expression of a certain protein on a specific subpopulation of immune cells to a serum parameter that is in some patients but not in others. In general, biomarkers are a group of molecules that exist in the serum of patients that have a certain disease and don't exist in a group of patients that don't have the disease.
You can also use a biomarker to distinguish between patients who will probably benefit from a therapy and patients who will suffer from certain adverse reactions. In practice, using a biomarker should be simple for physicians. If a certain biomarker is detected, the physician should or should not choose a certain therapy. But the problem for researchers is that they don't know what biomarker to actually search for. This is made worse by the fact that everybody is different. In 10 blood samples, a researcher may find 10 different things, which could all potentially be a biomarker, but that also might not mean anything. That's why they need hundreds of blood samples to identify biomarker candidates that appear over and over again.
We get our biosamples from patients in our clinics, but we also get biosamples from clinics throughout Germany, but also the European and other countries. It might take a long while to get enough samples to even start a biomarker project. You need not only dozens, but you need hundreds or thousands of samples to be able to start a certain biomarker project.
After comparing over 300 blood samples, the researchers in Münster detected a promising biomarker, the protein L-selectin. This membrane protein is used by immune cells to move through the body. MS patients without L-selectin in their blood have a higher chance of developing brain inflammation when taking natalizumab. Nicolas Schwab's group and Professor Heinz Wiendl introduced the new biomarker to the scientific community in 2013. But even then, the biomarker still had a long way to go before being used clinically, Wiendl states.
What follows then is the very, very important validation phase. You need a verification and a validation. So the verification and the validation is usually done in a multicentric fashion internationally, and this is what we have achieved now in the last 2 years by cooperating with international groups within Europe and also by support of European funding agencies such as the European Union that has granted money for identifying risk signatures associated to MS therapies. And this is the essential and necessary step to bring a biomarker into clinical practice and then the end, if you're all lucky, into checklists.
For a biomarker to finally become part of a doctor's checklist, it must first undergo years of laboratory research, statistical validation and bureaucratic efforts at both the federal and the EU level. But these hurdles serve a good purpose. Thanks to these efforts, a doctor can rely on biomarker information to make a diagnosis or prescribe a drug. Thus, doctors are able to treat their patients more individually. They'll only prescribe a medicine if the patient isn't at risk of suffering from severe side effects. For MS therapy, this means that if a patient's blood sample has a high concentration of L-selectin, that patient will be able to tolerate natalizumab without the risk of brain inflammation. And in taking the drug, the patient's next MS episode may be suppressed for many years to come. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm Frank Schlegel. See you next time.
Find out more about the cluster on our website cells-in-motion.com.